This is The Game, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
Yeah, we know we've got a ton of some important stuff going on in the world of sports, but at the end of the day, we're a local sports show, and so that's what we're going to kick off with. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kit Branch. You can get your calls in 912-275-7017. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of this show and you actually want to listen to it, which is, I guess, something that a lot of folks do, not sure why, but it's thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Quality broadcasting, my man.
Oh.
Quality.
Yeah. Broadcasting. Quality is not a word that I would use with this show.
Entertainment.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's the number one listened to sports show in all of Southeast Georgia, so you cannot argue that it's not entertaining. You can make the argument that it's not high quality.
Okay. I got you.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting, they've got those archery lanes up and ready to go. Okay, so we're going to start over in McIntosh County. So, obviously, unless you were living under a rock, you know the whole situation with Robbie Robinson. Well, his son, Buck Robinson, was the starting quarterback over there at MCA. And when everything went down, Buck decided, you know what, I don't want to play football. So he's no longer on the team, which then opened and started an open competition for the starting job over at MCA, and they have announced who their starting quarterback is going to be going forward in 2017. His name is Denver Anthony, an upcoming sophomore. Very similar style of play. We'll see if he ends up as good as DJ Dallas, but very similar style to DJ Dallas.
That's a big time comparison right there, my man. DJ Dallas, if he's got those kind of athletic skills, then things could be special in McIntosh.
Well, him being an upcoming sophomore, you expect him to have some growing pains. So we'll see. I think MCA is going to be a good football team. Are they going to be a state championship contender again? No.
They could get hot, though. I've watched them over the summer. They've come down for some 7-on-7s, and I've seen contact camps here at Brunswick. They got some decent players. They're pretty good.
This segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Advanced Rehab right now, for all you student-athletes out there, they are offering you the ability to go and have a physical done, which they will tell you where you're at and what you need to improve upon to be able to play whatever sport that you're playing. Great deal from Advanced Rehab.
They need to look at my knee. CrossFit's killing me. I think I got a meniscus issue in my right knee, but I'm an athlete. I just have to adapt and overcome.
You know who's not an athlete?
Who's that?
Hugh Freeze.
He's not. He's not an athlete. He's an idiot. I mean, this guy... Go ahead, Jason. I mean, I got so much. Did anybody in the SEC learn anything from when Bruce Pearl fell from grace at Tennessee? Did anybody learn anything?
Yes. Be better at not getting caught.
Gosh, burner phone.
That's funny. Yeah. Because with this Hugh Freeze situation, my mom, when all this broke, the first thing she said was, why does he not have a burner phone? How stupid can you be? My mom said that.
I mean, just go to Verizon and get one of these cheap $20 a month flip phones, man. If you got to make those kind of calls, I mean, really, Hugh? So, he was just at the SEC media days preaching to people.
Absolutely, we got a sound clip. We're gonna do a new little feature here on the show, and we're gonna call it the Sound of the Week. And we're gonna take the most ridiculous, asinine thing that we can find from professional or college athletics, and then we're gonna air it on this show and let you listen to how ridiculous these people can be sometimes. Hugh Freeze is our first one because this story could not go without some type of audio with it. And so this is Hugh Freeze at SEC Media Days addressing the Houston Nutt lawsuit and how it affects him and his players. Go ahead and play that sound.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people.
Okay, do we have the sound? That would be awesome if we had the sound.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. What's not included in that opportunity is calling escorts.
Dude, what were you thinking, man? Calling the escort service on a university-issued cell phone.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
Which includes calling escorts.
Here we go. Here is from Hugh Freeze has taken down his Twitter account, by the way. It's down. But here's one of the last things that was on his Twitter account, Jason. If you have facts about a violation, send it to compliance@olemiss.edu. If not, please do not slander these young men or insult their family.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
All right. Let's get Hollywood involved here. You're coming up with a cast for Blind Side 2. Does you bring Sandra Bullock back?
No.
Do you bring Sandra back? Who plays Hugh Freeze? And who plays Hugh Freeze? Jimmy Swaggart?
Charlie Sheen
as Hugh Freeze in The Blind Side 2.
Charlie Sheen as Hugh Freeze, Blind Side 2.
That would be classic.
The Escort's Revenge.
The Escort's Revenge.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
The funny thing about this is when the allegation first came out, they found one time, right, the number, and Freeze's response was, I called the wrong number. I misdialed.
How many times, Hugh? 75, 100 times?
And then when they dug deeper, there's that number, there's that number, there's that number. How many times can you call the wrong number, Hugh?
Well, here we go. Let's go back to 1998. Our former president, Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
He sounded like a preacher in that soundbite. You know, he's got that little, you know, that little pulpit sound to his voice. Play it one more time.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
Ole Miss has been a train wreck for quite some time. Everybody and their brother knows they have been cheating. They've been driving 85 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone as it relates to recruiting for quite some time. And it was just a matter of time. It is a dumpster fire over there, Jason.
And they still can't beat Alabama.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineered Hardwood Flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jay Bish and Kip.
Actually enjoyed that first segment. Back to the game. Jason Bishop, Kip Branch, and we're going into one of my favorite segments of the week in review.
And here we go. Braves, please just go ahead and tank so the front office can rip it apart and then trade guys they will say will be a part of the future a month later. Jane Doe Escort Service. Yes, this is Hugh Freeze. I need two escorts. I mean, I have the wrong number. Why can we not put and keep O.J. Simpson in jail? The Open Championship is the one major where the best in the world look like Kip Branch on the golf course.
Oh, no,
2 years ago, no, the Braves told us Alex Wood would be an elite starter. 1 year later, they traded him to Los Angeles for donuts. Alex Wood, 11-0. Braves, now with nothing better than a number three, that is why you don't trade good young starting pitching. And these are my thoughts.
No, you didn't throw my golf game under the bus like that.
Brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, I hate to tell you something.
Yeah.
If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah.
It ain't a cheetah. I gotcha. One more time, man. A reading from the book of the prophet Hugh.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
That just cracks me up.
Stress relief.
I mean, that's what you need. You need a belly laugh.
This segment brought to you by this segment brought to you horribly by Brunswick Mower Supply and Peachtree Pest Control. It's hot. Peachtree Pest Control knows that all the critters are moving around. They can take care of them all, no matter what it is, bugs or little varmints that run around. They got you covered.
You are correct. It's hot. It's been hot, man. I mowed the grass yesterday, man. I didn't wear a hat. Looked like a lobster on top of my head this morning, Jason.
Some bad news coming out of Frederica camp. Star receiver Patrick Brunson out for the year with a back injury. That makes two key starters that the Knights have lost.
That's a big blow right there.
They've lost their starting quarterback, Gavin Williams, to a season-ending shoulder injury. And now one of their better playmakers in Patrick Brunson with a back injury. Brunson is being recruited very heavily both by Ohio State and Michigan.
He's their most reliable receiver.
He is.
He is. I mean, it's not even close. He's their go-to guy when they need to move the sticks.
And also, of course, we already covered it, but we'll say it again. News at MCA camp. Denver Anthony is going to be their starting quarterback, sophomore.
And, you know, MCA always has good athletes, so look for good things out of this young man.
What good things are to come for the Atlanta Braves?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I thought Jaime Garcia would be gone by now. I thought he'd be gone.
You know, it's one of the few times that I've been wrong in my life, because it doesn't happen very often when I'm wrong. But I reported on this show last week that the Royals were about to acquire him. Well, obviously, that fell apart. Now, the Twins got involved. They were about to pull the trigger on the trade, and then that was 2 days ago. Jaime Garcia is still a part of the Atlanta Braves. So what that tells me is that Atlanta is asking a king's ransom for Jaime Garcia, since they can't seem to get the deal done, and now we're on our second team, and we've stalled out with the second one.
I wonder what they were asking for. The kid from Baxley, Twins. Is that what they were asking for Jaime Garcia?
Well, the kid from Baxley isn't hitting very well, so I would think that the Twins probably would not have blinked at making that move.
Buxton, by the way. He's their future, though, I think, in the outfield. But you never know what goes through a GM's mind at the trading deadline.
This segment brought to you by Catch 228, C-Palms Coastal Realty, and Mateo. C-Palms Coastal Realty, buy, sell, or even if you're looking for a vacation rental, they're your go-to folks over there. Sherry and her staff, awesome people, get the job done.
I was in Catch on Thursday night. Nice little environment over there, Jason.
Sure is. That's where the Glenn Academy show is going to be this season.
Yep. It's probably packed out for the Rocky Hidalgo show over there this year.
Should be. So the trade deadline, Jaime Garcia is still here in Atlanta. That hasn't happened. Ari Dickey's still in a Braves uniform. I expect him to get moved. The Braves really had a chance to kind of get themselves in serious contention. They swept the Diamondbacks, and then they turn around and they allow the Cubs to sweep them right back and put them right back on the ground that they had gained with the Diamondbacks. And so now they've won the first two games of the Dodgers series, but I don't really think it matters. Even if Atlanta sweeps LA, does it put them in serious contention? I don't think it does.
When they beat the Diamondbacks last weekend, and they manhandled the Diamondbacks, by the way, in that series.
They did.
And Monday morning, I went to work thinking, hey, these guys might be for real. And then they turn right around and lay a big, fat egg against the Chicago Cubs, who they're battling for a wild card spot. Cubs are starting to get hot.
We all knew the Cubs would put it together eventually.
Yeah, Cubs are starting to get hot. The Braves, I looked at their stretch right after the All-Star breaks littered with potential playoff teams. So they need to have a good record in coming next 10 or 12 games. Maybe they can make some ground. I don't know.
Well, I don't even think they have 10 or 12 games, Kip, because we're a week and a half away from the trading deadline.
Right.
We've already played three playoff contenders in the Diamondbacks, the Cubs, and now the Dodgers. And we're at least going to split with the Dodgers. We swept the Diamondbacks. I say we. When I say we, I mean Atlanta Braves. Because in sports radio or sports journalism, period, you're not supposed to associate yourself with a team by using we.
Gotcha.
It's supposed to be they.
Okay.
That's the rule of thumb. That's what they taught me in college.
Well, maybe the Braves can bring Hugh Freeze in as a consultant and, help them get through these obstacles they face at the trading deadline.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
Difficult circumstance.
There you go. The Braves haven't handled trade deadlines well.
Who's gone? Trade deadline, who's gone? Because at this point, I'm signing on to the form that the Braves are sellers rather than buyers. So who's gone?
Jaime Garcia's gone.
Definitely.
He's gone. You're going to say, Kip, you're crazy.
I do a lot. It's nothing new.
I think if they're really sellers, like you believe, I think they unload Julio Teheran and get some young prospects out of the deal.
I don't think you're crazy. I think that's a good move.
I think those two could possibly go. I think R.A. Dickey probably retires here pretty soon, so I don't know if you unload him, who wants him knowing that he's coming in to throw knuckleballs for 3 months?
Brandon,
I don't
know. Brandon Phillips. It's got to be gone. Ozzie Albies is ready if they don't trade him.
He could get traded at the deadline, but I actually like Phillips. I think he's a good player. And I know he's getting on up there, but I think he's having a good year. Yeah. So they're probably trading while they can get something for him.
Yeah, the Julio Teheran trade I think is a great trade because he's underperformed for you for all these years. He was supposed to be your bona fide number one elite shutdown ace, and he's never morphed into that. He's at best been a two starter at certain points in his career, but most of it he's been a solid three, and you have a solid three in Julio Teheran pitching at the top of your rotation in your one spot. So, yeah, I'm at the point with him and Matt Whistler, it's time to move on.
Right. And, you know, the Braves, I think they could trade Julio to a contender in the American League, somebody like the Yankees or somebody that aren't afraid to deal at the deadline.
The Yankees have inquired about Teheran, by the way.
So that could be a landing spot for him. And, you know, good riddance.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
Fish at Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Believe it or not, we are under a month until high school football season starts. The Knights of Frederica will open the season on August 11th against Park Lane in Mississippi. The Red Terrors kick off a week later at home against Benedictine. And finally, the Pirates will open on the 25th of August against Coffee County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSC Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Express Lube, Alan Tucker, and Floors and More. And now we get to do the segment that pretty much makes me smarter every time I do it. It's the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kip Branch. And now, of course, we've reached the time where we do that segment. We should just go ahead and rename it the Make Jason Smarter segment, because that's really what it does. Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate the call in.
Sure. Well, Dr. Sasser, I wanted to ask you some questions about Bartolo Colon. I know that we're a little bit, maybe a little late on this issue with him being put on the disabled list by the Braves and then released by the Braves. But when the Braves first disabled him, they disabled him under the tag of oblique strain. And it's a term that we hear more and more of, and we've heard it a lot more over the last 5-6 years, especially in Major League Baseball. Tell us exactly what an oblique is.
Well, the obliques are, you have them on either side of your abdomen, and it's basically part of that core musculature that gives pitchers and golfers their ability to get that power with their throw.
So when an oblique is strained, what exactly is happening?
Well, it's just like a hamstring strain. There's some injury, usually not at the attachment per se of the obliques to the bones, but more to the in the muscle belly itself.
So as a major league pitcher, I guess in Bartolo Colon's situation, the repetitive rotation of his midsection could actually lead to an oblique strain.
Right, exactly. And you know, also considering his age too, and just the number of pitches that he's thrown, it's just almost just a strain from overuse. This is probably more of just an overuse type injury.
You know, the interesting thing about this too is that the recovery time, I have seen it vary so much. Like in Bartolo's situation, he goes on the 10-day disabled list. He's on the disabled list less than 3 weeks, maybe 12, 13 days. Then he's pitching again. And then I've seen some cases where a guy has an oblique strain and he's gone for 4 or 5 months. What's the difference?
That's hard to say. You know, some people can definitely heal a little bit faster. Some people can kind of muscle through it. You know, with athletes, they like to be and they're paid to play at 100%. And so if you have any kind of a throwing type athlete that has an oblique strain, that might keep him down a little bit longer, even though he was back at 3 weeks. But then other type injuries, I mean, even running backs or wide receivers, they might feel a little twinge when they turn, and they just don't feel like they're playing at 100%, and so it can just take longer and longer.
Dr. Bo Sasser of Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, joining us here on The Game via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. So we're talking about Bartolo Colon, the oblique strain that he suffered when he was still a part of the Braves. Now, Dr. Sasser, I think when you look at Bartolo Colon and world-class athlete just by his appearance, doesn't really scream at you.
Of course.
So what I wanted to ask is, someone of Bartolo Colon's size and stature, would they be more prone to an oblique strain versus someone that might be a little bit more in shape?
Yes. I would have to say yes. I think even though he's an amazing pitcher and he's going to go down as such, especially secondary to his longevity. If you look at him, I guess one of his nicknames is the Big Sexy, and I don't know if that's one of the monikers I would give him. He's almost a throwback to some of those older athletes, which you don't see these days. I mean, really and truly, if you look at baseball players, golfers, any of them, it's less likely to see kind of the overweight guy that goes and drinks a beer after his round or just sits in the ice bath. They usually go from practicing or playing right back to work with the trainers to keep themselves in top fitness. And so it could be. You could be exactly right. You're older. You're out of shape, and so it puts you at a higher incidence to have an injury like this.
With an oblique strain, it would seem to me, and you know, I've never claimed to be the sharpest light bulb in the drawer, but it would seem to me that straining an oblique, that the best thing that you could do for as far as rehab is just rest. Am I wrong?
No, I definitely think you need a little rest, usually like 2 weeks or so. But again, a lot of times then you have to rest it and then work on stretching it out so you don't, because what will happen, especially, again, I always go back to hamstrings, but part of the healing phase is where those muscles will actually try to start to scar and contract down. So if you turn around and throw when it's not healed or run when the hamstring's not healed, you'll re-tear it. And so you have to take a couple of weeks of rest off, and then you work on stretching and gradual strengthening. And then probably restart your sports-related activities at, you know, could be 6 and 8 weeks. That's the reason that him coming back at 3 weeks is pretty impressive.
Dr. Bo Sasser, Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline here on the game. Dr. Sasser, one last question, and I'll let you go. As we were talking about the recovery process, what happens if you don't give it the appropriate rest time and you tear it and you keep tearing, it gets worse and worse? What's the worst possible case scenario with this injury that it could lead to?
Well, I mean, with a pitcher, it could be just a chronic injury and could be career ending.
Okay. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time to join us. Again, Dr. Bo Sasser, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, joining us here on the game via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Thank you, Dr. Sasser.
Thank you, Jason.
Have a good day. Dr. Bo Sasser joining us. I always get smarter from those segments, which I don't really know how hard that is to do to make me smarter, but they do. This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown and Parkwood Podiatry. This is the game on Bishop Media Sports Network. We might take your calls, 912-275-7017. Email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com.
One more reading from the book of Prophet Hugh.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
In case you haven't been with us the entirety of the show, that's Hugh Freeze at SEC Media Days when asked about the Houston Nutt lawsuit that was pending against him and the university. His response was,
we have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
And in his definition of modeling, an opportunity to model blah, 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 that includes calling escorts and then lying about it.
He might have just wanted to life coach him up, man. You never know. He might have just wanted to reach out and provide some wisdom to some of the local Oxford escorts. You never know that, man.
My question is, how good can an escort be in the state of Mississippi?
Apparently pretty good if you lose a $15 million buyout.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. call 265-2388.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip. You're in the game.
Eventually, I'm going to have a talk with the producers about this Jay Bish thing.
Jay Bish, that sounds like it's got a little bit of swag. I mean, you could use that. You could call up the escort service and say, hey, this is Jay Bish on the phone, and they wouldn't know it was you. That was your, that could be your escort code name.
If I did do it, I would make sure I had a burner phone, that's for sure.
Jay Bish, it's Jay Bish here.
This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners and Nat's Landing. Any laundry that needs to be dry cleaned, done in a hurry, Big City Cleaners and Cork's Fabric Care got you covered, man.
They probably could have cleaned Hugh Freeze's dirty laundry pretty quickly.
Oh my God. You're like a dog with a bone.
Oh, this is great. I've been saying for a long time that Ole Miss is a dumpster fire. How many times have I said it on this show? I mean, a bunch. Since I came full-time on this show, I've been saying consistently that Ole Miss is a dumpster fire, and it is. They cheat. I mean, they constantly cheat. I mean, I knew they were cheating when Laramie Tunsil ditched Georgia at the last second and went to Ole Miss. He was committed for Georgia for 6 months, and all of a sudden, he decides he's going to Ole Miss. I don't think he even visited Ole Miss. He just goes to Ole Miss. It was in recruiting circles, it was a done deal that he was going to Georgia for a long time. And then all of a sudden, he goes to Ole Miss. Greg Little, another one out there in it. You know, they just had a, I guess they were, I don't know if the escort service might have been involved in that. You never know. If he was running a front for it, I have no idea. We'll find out, though, because the NCAA is looking for available office space in Oxford, Mississippi. Plenty of office space in Memphis. You can just take the 30-45 minute drive down to Oxford and, you know, set up shop. So there's plenty of available space in that region for NCAA to set up shop, and they will, and they already have.
Ole Miss has hired Matt Luke as the interim coach for now. So here's what you need to know about him. He played at Ole Miss in the mid-90s, so he is an alumnus of the university. Started 33 games for them at center. His brother played quarterback from 89 to 91, and he's been on the coaching staff for more than a decade in Oxford.
And at the introductory press conference, they'll probably give him two cell phones. One university-issued, another burner phone. so we don't have these unknown embarrassments come up. I got something I'm gonna have a little fun with right here. You ready?
I would expect nothing less.
All right. Since we're talking about sex scandals, okay? The Olympics, you know, you got a gold, silver, bronze. Play, you get them out there on the platform, and you give them their medals.
We're about to give sex scandal medals.
Okay. Gold.
Here we go.
Goes to Hugh Freeze. Okay? Because how can anybody be so stupid to do what he has done and actually, you know, think he can survive from it? Okay? He gets the gold for not having a burner phone and blowing a $15 million buyout and then going to get on the podium and preach. Hit it one more time. At the SEC Media Days.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
There you go.
Which includes calling escorts.
Calling escorts. So he gets the gold medal, Jason. The silver medal goes to Bobby Petrino. We're talking about SEC football coaches.
Okay.
Bobby.
Isn't Bobby in the ACC?
Bobby is at Louisville now, but when he was at Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He got in a motorcycle accident. Remember the motorcycle accident he got into?
Yeah.
Well, he had his girlfriend, had his mistress on the riding on the motorcycle with him, and ended up messing him up at Arkansas. You remember seeing the press conference with his nose skin up and all that kind of stuff? Hey, Bobby was out riding a Harley with his girlfriend and got busted, got in a wreck, and he fell from grace there. He gets the silver.
Who's got your bronze?
Mike Price, who never coached a game at Alabama. Hired to coach Alabama. Got hung up at Floribama with a cocktail waitress. It hit the mainstream media, and he gets fired for even coaching before he even coaches a game at Alabama. He gets the bronze medal.
He's Mike Price.
He's undefeated. He's the all-time, you know, never lost a game at Alabama. Never won one either, but he gets the bronze. But Floribama, are you kidding me, dude? What are these guys thinking?
This segment brought to you by Boys Transmissions, Urgent Med 1, and Coconut Kev's. Boys Transmissions, I like their slogan, get your shift together. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty good.
Are we staying? I mean, because this is our open segment. Are we staying on Hugh Freeze, or do we want to talk about the open that's actually going on?
Yeah. Brendan Grace shot a 62, Jason. He's 4-under. He's in the clubhouse. First 62 in major championship history at Birkdale today, Royal Birkdale.
It's got him in the running, too, to win that thing.
I don't think Spieth's even teed off yet, and he's you know, he's got a two-shot lead over somebody that's in the clubhouse. So there's a little pressure on Jordan to play well today.
Matt Kuchar, also in the running, local guy over from Sea Island.
And Matt's a good player, 4-under as well. I don't think Matt's teed off yet either, but he could have a good day and get that first major championship.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
You know, Hugh, I mean, since he's good at giving advice, heck, he could be a good PGA Tour caddy.
Oh, boy.
I mean, hey, if the wind's blowing, howling in your face, and you need to choke down and get a 4-iron instead of a 6, I mean, listen to Hugh. Hugh says, we got an opportunity. If you just listen to the prophet we call Hugh. Ever since that broke, man, I could not wait to get to the radio station today. I guess that's why I beat you here today.
I guess. 912-275-7017. This is The Game. I'm Jason Bishop. That over there with the Hugh Freeze bone, that's Kip Branch.
I sent you a text. I blew
you
up
did.
Your phone when
yes,
this
you
came
did.
Down. I said, man, we going to have fun on Saturday.
The thing that bothers me about the whole Ole Miss situation is this is just kind of the end of the Hugh Freeze thing. But he's been cheating over there for years.
Yes, he has.
And he hasn't won anything.
Ole Miss is one of the only teams. Ole Miss is the only team in the SEC West that's never made it to the SEC championship game that's been in the SEC since they started the SEC championship game in 92. Ole Miss has never been there. Texas A&M is the other team, but they didn't come into the league in 2012. Ole Miss out west is the only team that's been in the SEC since its inception. Out west, the championship game, and never made it to the game.
The Blind Side 2.
Blind Side 2?
Starring Charlie Sheen.
Lindsay Lohan. With a cameo.
That's great that we both thought of it.
With a cameo by Miley Cyrus.
Perfect.
Yeah. She'll do a little, she'll put on a concert, a benefit concert.
That movie would never get made because you couldn't keep those three away from being their own dumpster fires long enough to get them on set to shoot the movie.
Well, that's perfect because Ole Miss is the ultimate dumpster fire right now in athletics.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Believe it or not, we are under a month until high school football season starts. The Knights of Frederica will open the season on August 11th against Park Lane in Mississippi. The Red Terrors kick off a week later at home against Benedictine. And finally, the Pirates will open on the 25th of August against Coffee County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You're in the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, you complimented me on my beard and how good it looked. And I told you that Renee didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I liked it, so I was going to keep it.
Okay.
And you made the comment, we'll see if you still have it next week.
You still have it.
3 weeks later. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm making a point.
Okay.
About who runs the show okay. in the Bishop household.
Okay.
Just want to bring that up.
Oops, is she listening today?
Of course, she's on Facebook Live right now.
Okay, so you trying to grandstand a little bit.
Well, I'm off next week.
Okay, you off next week. So will you come back with that beard after your off week?
I'm telling you, brother.
We'll see. We shall see.
This segment brought to you by Watermarks Printing and Brunswick Country Club. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is that segment now where we did, like, we wasted our whole show talking about Hugh Freeze, and there's a ton of stuff we didn't even get to.
Oh, it's going to show up in this segment, too.
We have an opportunity to model for a lot of people the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance.
Hugh Freeze at SEC Media Days talking about the proper way to handle a difficult circumstance. This is, of course, in light of the Houston Nutt lawsuit against him and Ole Miss. And this was his response to that at SEC Media Days just a few days before we find out, oh, by the way, how I've been handling that circumstance. And give some escorts a call.
That Houston Nutt lawsuit now looks like the surest thing out there, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? When it first came out, you looked at it and you were just like, go away. That's ridiculous. You did what you did.
Right.
And now it's like,
Okay.
Interesting.
Houston's snickering with his buddies right now. Say, dang it. At least I was smart enough to get a burner phone.
Done in the perfect Houston Nutt accent. I mean, you nailed that. Nailed it. I don't know what that is, but that's the wrong bed, buddy.
That's the wrong one.
There we go. All right, so this is a quick hit segment. We're going to get to everything that we haven't talked about.
Brunswick High Pirates spent the last 2.5 days at Fort Stewart working with the Army Rangers trying to come together closer as a team. New coach Sean Pender thought this would be a good move in his first season.
Sean Pender doing some unorthodox things there at Brunswick High. Glenn Academy linebacker Hunter Hall spent the weekend this past, well, I guess last weekend, rather, at Kennesaw State doing some workouts there for the Fighting Owls.
He told me on Messenger, Facebook Messenger, that he killed it up there, Jason. He said he really did well.
Good.
He really did well. Guess what? Ole Miss.
Oh, boy.
Odds for the next Ole Miss head football coach. Let me give you the top three.
Yes, because I wonder if Les Miles is in this conversation.
Via Bet Online Sportsbook. You ready for this?
Okay.
Chad Morris, 3-1.
All right.
Derek Dooley, 5-1.
Derek Dooley. Huh, okay.
Can you hear the Dooleyisms in Oxford? They go over well in Oxford. Those Dooleyisms he had in Knoxville, oh, it'd be a classic. Blake Anderson, 7-1. And then our boy Les Miles comes in at 8-1. Could you see Les coaching in Oxford?
No, and here's why. Because I keep hearing this. Les Miles, Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Les Miles isn't going to take that job. Why? Because Ole Miss is in the frying pan. There's no way he's going to take that job knowing what's about to come Ole Miss's way. Because he's going to be difficult to win there for a while. So, no, Les Miles is not taking that job.
Never say Les is on unorthodox, man. I mean, they ran him out of LSU now.
After he had won a lot.
And who's LSU's biggest rival?
I mean,
you could say Alabama right now, but historically it's Ole Miss.
I mean, I get your point, but I'm just telling you, any coach with the resume that Les Miles has doesn't need that job.
Les can recruit. Les is a good coach.
Hugh Freeze could recruit, too.
Yes, he could.
Florida loses their starting safety, Marcel Harris, for the season with a torn Achilles. That's the second time that I've seen this injury. It's so rare, but we've seen it twice now in a couple years. The other with Adam Wainwright just a couple years ago. Knocked him out almost a full year.
That's a big loss for the Gators in the back end of that defense.
Huge loss. Yes,
I mean,
it is.
They were counting on him.
Yes, they were.
And the Gators play a really, really good defense, by the way. And that's a big blow for them. Big blow. You want to hear some more on this list here, Jason? Chip Kelly comes in at 14-1.
He won't do it.
He won't coach at Ole Miss.
No, he's too big of a name to take that job.
Here's one that you're going to love. Lane Kiffin, 16-1.
He might. He might. I wouldn't put it past Lane Kiffin because, I mean, that's a move up. Even though with the sanctions at Ole Miss, from FAU to Ole Miss, even sanctioned, to him, that's back in the SEC. He might, especially the head coaching job. Tommy Tuberville will be joining ESPN to broadcast college football games.
How will they have headphones big enough to fit those ears? Do they have to get some specially made for ears? I mean, that's what we called him when he was at Auburn. Everybody, that was his nickname, ears.
The All-ACC preseason team, Clemson had the most with 5, Miami next with 4, and Dedrick Mills, down the road from Ware County playing at Georgia Tech, also made that squad.
He's going to be a great player for the Jack. He already is a great player. He's going to be really, really good, probably playing the NFL.
I agree. He'll be playing on Sunday.
I think so. That's all I had.
You're out? Okay.
Yep.
4-star wide receiver Dominic Blaylock commits to the University of Georgia this past week, as well as 4-star linebacker JT Bertrand also commits to the University of Georgia for 2019. So 2 commits this past week for the Dogs.
One service had Blaylock listed as a 5-star. I can't remember which service it was, but that's the son of former Atlanta Hawk Mookie Blaylock.
Ah, I didn't know that.
That is. That's his son.
Mookie.
So he's got that athletic pedigree. Mookie was a good player at Oklahoma in college, and he's a pretty good NBA player.
Oh, and by the way, we didn't even touch on this. I guess it's kind of out of our region. Kyrie Irving says he doesn't want to play with LeBron James.
Why wouldn't anybody, Jason, want to play with the greatest player of all time, according to you?
I don't know. It's a good question.
No, but Jordan never had people not wanting to play with him.
Everybody that ever played with Jordan hated him.
Yeah, but they won rings.
But they still hated him. Steve Kerr talked about how many times Jordan punched him in the face in practice.
He made shots, though, when he needed to because of that. That's how it works, babe. That's called intangibles. We're gonna still work on that with you. Leadership.
Well, the music stopped. Does that mean that? Ah, there's that guy.
Yeah.
This is the music that tells us that we're out of time. And, like, we used to not have this, but they installed it because we kept going over.
Okay, here's one more, the Twitter thing. If you
have
facts about a violation, send it to compliance at olemiss.edu.
With Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch. Follow The Game on Facebook and look for the podcast on southernsportsedition.com. The Game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the Mowers Landscape Pros Trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. 265-2388.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.